The Chapter 8 assignment is an extra credit bonus assignment. You don't have to do it. It is optional, but it will raise your score. And the cool thing about technical analysis is that you don't have to actually know what you're doing. All you have to do is convince others that you know what you're doing. Huh? Let's read at the bottom of the page. I want you to go to finance.yahoo.com or any of the dozens of other sites that offer charting and technical analysis. And I want you to research Ford. Actually, you don't have to use Ford, but I know how it looks with Ford, and I made this these questions to fit Ford. On the left side of the page, once you've looked at the summary page, where you've already been there before, where you looked up the market capitalization and the price-to-earnings ratio and the earnings per share and the dividends and the dividend yield, that page, if you look to your left, you will see a link called Interactive underneath Charts. Now, they used to have two others, and they were actually easier to use and worked better, but Yahoo is continuing its self-destruction. And so now this thing, even though it's slick, crashes all the time. So do your best to get it to work. Maybe it'll work on your computer. Maybe it's just my computer. I don't know. But it keeps crashing, and you have to reload it, and then it works for a while, and then it crashes, and it says, ooh, something bad happened. Do you want me to reload it? And there'll be a presentation. It's not there yet, but it'll be there. That shows you how to do this. Because, of course, in the face-to-face class, I show the students in the face-to-face class. But this is an online class. Now, I want you to use the two-year chart. You could use the 5-year or 6 months. You could play. And maybe you'll decide that this is for you. And then I want you to, if you use a 2-year chart, add the 50-day and the 200-day moving average. Now, it's a little tricky. It used to be much easier. But you click on the plus indicator, and then once that comes up, you click on the plus simple moving average and choose 50, and then choose 200. And what will happen, they'll come in different colors so you can see them, and you can, it's much slicker, but it doesn't work. It crashes all the time. It lets you choose the color and lets you choose how thick you want the line to be. The previous one didn't do that, but the previous one worked. So what would you rather have, something that's slick and doesn't work, or something that's, slick and doesn't work, or something that's less slick but works? See, that's the fight I'm having with all these new websites. All these new websites come out, they're slick, but they crash all the time, and they don't work. Oh, boy. So, now let's continue reading. So once you have the 50 and the 200-day moving average up on the screen, you want to look at them, and look at what happened. On January 31st of 2014, the 50-day moving average went below the 200-day moving average. And that's usually a sign that it's time to sell. Well, was it a good time to sell, or was it too late? On January 25th of 2014, the 50-day moving average went above the 200-day moving average. Was this a good time to buy? And then what happened on October 17th, 2014, when the 50-day moving average went below the 200-day moving average? Would you have sold in sufficient time to avoid the large drop in the price of the stock? Or was it too late? Now, what about the past few months or weeks? What would you do now? Comment on whether you believe the stock is a buy, sell, or neutral, depending on what the technical indicators tell you. Notice that we don't ask anything about Ford's fundamentals. What's the outlook for their products? What dividends are they paying? What's their earnings per share? What's the see, that's technical analysis doesn't care about that. All they care about are squiggles on the screen. What would you do now? And then go ahead and play with it. If you actually believe it, this stuff is exciting and you can make money with it, go ahead, play with some other companies, and I picked three that looked, okay, Coke, KO, Starbucks, S-Bucks, and International Paper. And let's read again. Remember, with technical analysis, you don't actually have to know what you're doing. You just have to convince others that you know what you're doing. So do your best to convince me that you know what you're doing, even though you don't know what you're doing. And since I don't know what I'm doing either when it comes to technical analysis, it will be easy to convince me, because I think it's all voodoo to begin with. Who knows? You may find that you're good at convincing others that you know what you are doing, even though you don't. And if this is true, you can make a whole lot of money convincing others that you know what you're doing, even though you don't know what you're doing. But it doesn't matter, because as long as they believe you know what you're doing, then you can tell them why what you predicted didn't happen because of something else that happened in the technical indicators, and why you're going to be right the next time you predict something happening in the short term, even though we know statistics tells us that stock movements in the short term are completely random. So why does anybody use technical analysis? I don't know. I'm just teaching this stuff. You got it, folks? All you got to do is BS me. You know, give the professor the BS. Oh, the support level looks like it's being broken down, so it's time to sell. Well, I don't know. I think it's malarkey. I stick to fundamental analysis. And I tell you my biases right up front so you understand where I'm coming from. Go to these other websites, stockmarketmentor.com, all these other websites that tell you why technical analysis works and that Piano doesn't know what the hell he's talking about and he's going to get rich slowly, but who cares? We want to get rich fast, so we're going to use technical analysis to make money very, very quickly. You know how I feel. Okay, get off your soapbox, Piano. Get to work. Have fun. It's an optional assignment. It's a bonus. It'll only count for you. And really, all you have to do is just BS me. Just come up with some malarkey, and I'll accept it. There. Take care.